Are holding on Daf Tzad Yam Beis. We're starting the Perek now. We are at the Mishnah, beginning of a new Perek, Perek HaMatznia. Even though it's the beginning of a new Perek, we're continuing our discussions of the Shir of Hotzah. Today we're going to speak about four basic topics. First, we're going to discuss the idea that a person could be chayiv for carrying even very tiny amounts of an item as long as he views it as important, that Hotzah very often depends on the view of the item as being chashuv. Then the Gemara is going to raise the question of an item that changes, whose size changes in between the time it was picked up in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid and the time it was put down in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. When do we at which point in time do we view the size as the determining factor? When you pick it up, when you put it down, or does it need to be consistent? Does it need to be the same size when you pick it up, when you put it down? Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether food that's consequential with regard to halachas of Tumah would necessarily also be chashuv for Otzah and Shabbos, because if it makes a difference for Tumah, maybe if it makes a difference for one halacha, it should automatically make a difference for every halacha. And then finally, at the end of the daf, we're going to quote a machlokas amarayim, whether small items that are physically located in one rishos can still be considered to be in another rishos by virtue of the fact that the kli that holds them is in the other rishos. And the Gemara tries to prove which shita is correct in that machlokas amarayim. So let's begin with the Mishnah on daf Tzad Yam Beis. Hamatznia lazera uladugma ularefua. If a person puts something away for either for planting or to use as a sample or for refuah, v'otzio b'Shabbos, and then he carries that item out on Shabbos, chayiv. So he's going to be chayiv b'kol shu, even if it's just a very tiny amount. Why is he chayiv for even a tiny amount? Because he was matznia. He showed that it's a davar chashuv. He put it away. If you look at Rashi, b'kol shu, daha achshavei. He's chayiv because he was machshavit as something that's important to him by being matznia. And therefore he's going to be chayiv even for a kol shu. So the question though is that since it's tali and achshavei, so you should be chayiv even when you matznia pachas mikrogrogos l'tzorach achila. I mean, the halacha generally is that when it comes to items that are food, you're only chayiv if it's kugrogos. And we never say that if you put away pachas mikrogrogos of food that you're interested in eating, that you're going to be chayiv for that. Why don't we say if it's all din and achshavei, so pachas mikrogrogos, you should also be chayiv for as long as you're achshavei. Generally, achshavei we use it in the world of food when it comes to something that's not roi l'achila. For instance, we were discussing recently that in nevela shein roi l'ger is ainu kriyin nevela. Something that's not roi l'achila is not generally an isser, won't have an isser of machal sasuros. But if you're achshavei, you show that you do consider it a meichel, so then it does count as a meichel. So why don't we say the same thing with shiurim, that when you're machshiv the shiur pachs mika grogris, that it's also going to be achshavei. So the Netziv in Merom Esadda discusses this, and he says that's why the Mishnah said that matznia l'dugma or l'zera, that it's dafka b'chia gavna, that being matznia will help it become chashuv. But if you're machshuv ochel pachas mikrogros and you're matznia, it's not going to help, just like it doesn't help if you're machshuv pachas mikazayis of chelev. Meaning, what did I just tell you? That we do count achshavei in the world of food. That's in terms of something that's not roi l'achila and you're machshuv to make a roi l'achila. What if you have something that's pachas mikashir? You have pachas mikashir of chelev. The halacha is in the Torah, you only get an onesh for something that you eat a kazayis of chelev. Let's say you eat a chatzi zayis of chelev, but it's very chashuv to you. So are you going to get an onesh? No, you don't get an onesh on pachos mikashir of an isser. When it comes to shir achila, the kazayis is the definition of achila. So even if you're machvit, it's not called an achila with pachos mikazayis, and mele, you're not going to be chayiv for being motzi pachos mikagrogros of ochel as well. When we talk about a shir chashuv of ochel for hotzah, pachos mikagrogros of ochel, person's not going to be chayiv. Now this idea that it doesn't say in the Gemara anywhere explicitly that if you're matznia less than a grogos of food that you're not going to be chayiv. It doesn't say that anywhere explicitly in the Gemara, but the Rashba writes that way, and we have there's a raya from the Gemara we're going to learn later today where Rav is going to talk. We're going to have a shaila that Rav raises if a person is motzi chatzi grogos lizria and then it swells, the food swells, and he decides to, and it becomes a grogros, and then he decides to eat it, what's the din? Sounds like it would only be if it swells and he decides to eat it, but if he only just decided to eat it without it swelling, then that would not have changed anything. It's still pachas mikugrogros, even though you decided to eat it. It doesn't make it, we don't consider it that it has the full shear. So it sounds like since it's a shear, alach l'moshe misinai, so the fact that you're matzniya is not going to change anything. Okay, so that's halacha number one in the Mishnah. You're matzniya an item, non-food item, that is chashuv to you, so then you chayiv b'kol shu for carrying it because it was chashuv to you. Second halacha, b'kol adam ein chayiv alav ela kashiyuro. That's the same halacha, rather, we're just finishing it. B'kol adam ein chayiv alav ela kashiyuro. Anybody else is only going to be chayiv if they're mostly that the shear, because they never showed that it was chashuv to them. It was only chashuv to you who was matzniya it. Then the Mishnah teaches us, if you decide to bring it back in, so then you're only going to be chayiv kishiro. You're only going to be chayiv if you bring back in the proper shear. Meaning, you were matzniya lezera, so you planned on planting it. So you showed that this was chashuv to you to plant. So when you carried it out, where you're bringing it out to plant, so it's still chashuv for you to plant, and that's why you're going to be chayiv. Once you bring it back inside, you're showing that you changed your mind. You're not interested in planting it anymore, that's why you're bringing it back in. Oh, if you're not interested in planting it anymore, then we look at the regular shear. We don't care what your original intention was. You are no longer achshave. You no longer consider this a davar chashuv, and therefore, when you bring it back inside, you're going to be pater. If you look at Rashi, enu chayiv bachnasazu elim kein yesh bo shear shalem dekima de nimlach lav shalolu zoro. Once you decided not to plant it, Bital machshavasa, so your original machshav is batal, vareu kikol adam, and now you have the same status as anybody else who was never machshavit in the first place. So says the Gemara, lamle l'sniya matzniya, l'sniya motzi l'zera l'dugma l'rafua chayiv b'kol shu. Why does it need to say that you were matzniya it first, that you had put it away to plan on planting it later, and then you carry it out to plant it? Just say, I carry it out to plant it. Isn't that enough of an achshavay that I'm carrying it outside with the intention of planting it? If you look at Rashi, even if you were not matzniya it first, lahachi, for the purpose of planting. The whole reason we require a shear is that we generally assume that you wouldn't take out such tiny amounts to be zareya. That's why we assume that if you don't have anything specific in mind, you're going to be potter unless it has the proper shear. But over here, you're carrying out for this purpose. Why does it matter whether you put it away originally for that purpose or not? You're carrying it for this purpose. Shouldn't that be enough? Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Hacha b'mayaskinan, kigon she'etznio v'shachach lama hitznio, v'ashtra kamat b'klei stama. Now the case is not that you're carrying it outside for the purpose of planting. The case is you once put it away, and you don't remember why you put it away. You put away this tiny quantity. You obviously had some plan for it, but you don't remember what it was, and now you're carrying it outside without any specific intention. So that's the great Chiddush. Mal d'tema, I might have thought b'tulei batla machshavaso, that your original machshava to use this for Zriya is now batel because you forgot already what your original machshava was. Kamash milan, kala osa al das rishonu osa. So it comes to teach me the Chiddush, that whenever you do something, we always assume your original kavana is still in place. Meaning when you have to have kavana for something, we always assume that if you had kavana at the beginning, even if your kavana did not carry through the entire time, the original kavana you had at the beginning is still carrying the day. It's still going to be functioning, even though it's not actively functioning. It's still going to be influencing your actions. So you originally put it away for Zriya. You're carrying it out without anything in mind. So it's considered that you're carrying it out for Zriya, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. That's the great Kiddush. The Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Tzitzis, in Or Chaim, in Simon Yud Aleph, and in Hilchos Tefillin, in Simon Lamed Beis, points out that if when you originally, that Tzitzis have to be done Lishma, Tefillin have to be done Lishma. Let's say when you start making the Tzitzis, you do it L'Shem Mitzvah Tzitzis, L'Shem Mitzvah Tefillin, when you start making the Tefillin. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Dai Ba Amirazu Kol Hayom, Shulchan Aruch, the Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch, that alone, saying at the beginning of the process that you're doing it for that purpose, that's enough for you can continue to make tzitzis the entire day with that amira, because since when you started this action it was with that kavana is assumed to carry through the entire time. Very just like our Gemara says that al das rishona huosa, that you always assume that you're doing al das rishona. The only exception is in Menachos and Daf Tazayin Amud Aleph, when there are two deos, we don't assume al das rishona huosa, meaning when there are two people involved, so one person having kavana at the beginning, then the other person continuing that process, we don't assume that I continue your kavana. So that's why by the matzah bakeries, they're very makbid to have constant, everybody's always saying l'shem matzah mitzvah, l'shem matzah, they're always doing it l'shma, because there are many people involved. So since there's many people involved, and no one is doing the whole thing by themselves, so you always need to replenish that kavana. You need to make sure that the kavana is there at every stage in the process. In the Tshuvas Marsham in Chelik Beis in Kuf Chav Zayin, he raises the question that Cheskas Kashrus, he says, Misayele Lomar Shabitel Machshavaso Kidei Shelo Yischayiv Mishmatzal Shabbos. He says, wait a second, every Jew has Cheskas Kashrus, right? So probably he doesn't want to violate Shabbos, and he's carrying out this tiny amount on Shabbos. So shouldn't we say his Cheskas Kashrus should be? And he's not Dafka having Machshava Lizria; he's having Stam Machshava. So why would we say Stam Machshava goes back to the original machshava that he had when he was matzniya it? Shouldn't we say better say stam machshava is that he wants to be a good Jew, and his stam machshava should therefore be that he doesn't want to be zareya this, because if he's taking this out, he's going to be chayiv for Shabbos. So if you say that chatzi shir is an issur d'oraisa for tzal Shabbos, even b'chatzi shir it's still an issur d'oraisa, so you could say that he already doesn't have a cheskas kashrus, because even if it's pachas mikshir, he's already violating issur d'oraisa. So itzrelei cheskas kashrus, his cheskas kashrus is ruined anyway, and then we can go al das rishona will say. And even if you say that tzal chatzi shir is mutter min haTorah, but still midrabbanan it's aser, so his cheskas kashrus is ruined either way. If it's not okay to violate issurim d'rabbanan either. So his cheskas kashrus is destroyed by the fact that he's carrying something on Shabbos, even though it may not be something that he's going to be chayiv midoraisa for, but still he's carrying something on Shabbos. He's definitely doing an issur. So anyway, his cheskas kashrus is going to be ruined. Okay, second line on the page, on Sadi Alpha Min Aleph. Amr Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel, Mechayiv Hayir Ad Meir, Af Bemotzi Chita Achas Azriya. The Rav Meir would say that you're going to be chayiv even if you carry out one single stalk of wheat for Zriya. Meaning it doesn't matter how small it is, when you plan to be Zareya it, you're Achshaveh, you're Machshavit, and therefore you're going to be Chayiv. So the Gemara, Pshita, Kol Shehu Tanan. Yeah, we know how to read the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Kol Shehu. Kol Shehu means a tiny amount. Why would I think any differently? And Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir, so you're not telling me anything new. Of course, Rav Meir would be Mechayiv, even for Chita Achas. And the Gemara, no, Ma'al Detema, Kol Shehu Lafukim Megrogris, Uliol Madika Kezayis, Kamash Milan. I might have thought that kol shu just means pachas mikugrogros, less than the size of a fig, but it's still at least got to be the size of an olive. It's still got to be a kezayis, and less than a kezayis, you would never be chayiv. Kamash Milan, that kol shu over here literally means kol shu. Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Pesach and Archaim Sim Tav Pei Vav talks about how large a kezayis is. He says shir kezayis yesh omrim dahavi kechatzi beitza, that some say it's the size of a chatzi beitza, half the size of an egg. That's how the Piskei Atosos and Maseches Chulin Reishai and Beis and the Trumas Adeshen, that's how they paskin. And the Magen Avram says, well, wait a second, the Magen Krisus holds that a koseves is Beis Zaysim, that a koseves is two olives. And the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Yud Beis paskins that a koseves is pachos mikabetza. So kezayis would therefore be pachos mi chatzi beitza. That would be less than chatzi beitza. So how can you say yeshom that a kezayis is a chatzi beitza if you put two and two together, it would turn out that a kezayis is less than a chatzi beitza? So according to the Rambam, a kezayis is a shlish beitza. A kezayis is a third of a beitza. And the Gemara over here says a grogros is large larger than a zayis. And according to the Rambam, a grogros is also a shlish beitza. So it's got to be that a kazayis, it's difficult to figure out. It's got to be that a kazayis is at most a shlish beitza, probably a little bit less than a shlish beitza. So kazayis al kol panim has to be less than a chatzi beitza. So that's the question. That's the stira. The major machlokas rishonim. How do we measure a kazayis? Is a kazayis a chatzi beitza or is a kazayis a shlish beitza? The Nadav Yehuda, Nechuvim, Adurakama, or Chaim Simla Menches says that a kazayis that's shir chatzi beitza, that's without the klipa of the beitza. The kazayis that's a shlish beitza is the beitza im klipa. So we're talking about different size eggs. The egg with the klipa, the egg without the klipa. The Mishnah Brura in Taf Pei Vav Nichos Pesach says that a zayis that's a chatzi beitza is a beitza bikli pasa, that even the chatzi beitza zayis is considered to be with the klipa. So the Yishus Yaakov in Or Chaim in Hilchos Shabbos says that our Gemara is talking about a kazayis beinani, kali suri Torah. That's only when it comes to something that yichayv min Torah, but if something that yichayv midrabanon, like mor bisman azeh afikomen, then it's enough to be mishar bishlish beitza. So it may depend on what kind of halacha we're talking about. If we're dealing with a dindal raisa, so then maybe you should be machmir to have a chatzi beitza size zayis. If you're dealing with dindal rabbanon, then you could have a shlish beitza size zayis. So what dinim dal raisa do we have that involve achila anymore? So all isure achila are dinim dal raisa, but that's not, then the chumra would be in the other direction when you're dealing with isure achila. But the only mitzvah achila that we still have bismanazeh is achilas matzah. That's the only thing we have. Maror bismanazeh is only mit rabbanon, matzah bismanazeh is dal raisa. Okay, but anyway, we see clearly that a kazayis in our gemara is pachos mikra grogros. I might have thought that when we say you're chayiv on a kolshu, it just means less than a grogros, but it's still got to be a kazayis. No, kolshu means kolshu. So, frankly, we're a maskar, Rizzo, Breda, Yehuda, Elameata, if it all depends on your machshava, what you consider chashuv, what you don't consider chashuv, Elameata, chishiv, lahotzi, kol beso, hachinami, lamachayiv, ademapik, lakule. So, if a person has a machshava that he wants to move everything out of his house, let's say he needs to get everything out. Rachman al-Tzlan, we've seen, unfortunately, with the after effects of the storm, where people had to, you know, mold is growing everywhere, the house is sinking, they need to get everything out. So you need to remove everything from the house. So for you, it's not chashuv until you get everything out of the house. So you're only machshuv everything. So you can say that he's only going to be chayiv for Tzal Shabbos if he gets everything out of the house, if he takes everything out. It all depends on his own machshuv, just like it works in one direction, l'chumra, to say that even the tiniest amount is going to be considered the shear, so maybe the shear should become this very large amount. So says Gemara, no, hasam batla daito etzel kol adam. Over there we say, when we're talking l'kula, we're going to say batla daito etzel kol adam. We're not going to go l'kula. L'chumra will say that achshave, but we're not going to say achshave as a kula. Good. Kol adam ein chayav l'avel kashiro. So the Mishnah had said that even though I'm a machshiv this tiny amount, l'zriya, someone else is not machshiv it, and therefore he's only going to be chayiv if he carries out the proper shear of it. Says the Gemara, Masnis and Dilok Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Our Mishnah is assuming against the sheet of Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Detanya, we have a Braisa. Klalom Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Reb Shimon ben Elazar gave us the following rule. Kol she'enu kasha latznia. Vein matznian kamahu. Something that's typically not put away. People do not save such small quantities of a particular item. V'huch shalazev etznio. But I have in my head that this is very chashuv, so I decide to be matznia, and I decide to put it away. I decide to protect it. Uba acher vahotzio and vahotzi, and someone else comes and takes it out. Not me, who's machshavit. Somebody else who is never machshavit. Nischayev zeh b'machshavaso shel zeh. The other guy who carries it is chayev because in my mind it was a davar chashuv. So the fact that I decided to make it important makes it a davar chashuv. And even if someone else who didn't think it was so important carries it out, he's going to be chayev. That's the sheet of Reb Shimon ben Elazar. You see, our Mishnah doesn't hold that way. Our Mishnah says someone else carries it out, he's pater because he wasn't matzniya. He didn't consider it to be a davar chashuv. Okay, the Gemara now is gonna tell us. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav is going to teach us one thing in the name of Rav Nachman. Then Rav is going to pose three questions. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav says in the name of Rav Nachman the following: Hotzi kugrogros la'achila v'nimlach alel lezria. Let's say I take out something the size of a grogros with the intention to eat it, so I should be chayiv because any ochlin the shear is grogros. And then I decide that I want to be zareya it. I decide I want to plant it, which you don't even need a grogros, even if it were tiny, you'd be chayiv for for taking something out to be Zareya, because that was our Mishnah. If you decide you want to be Zareya, so even a Kolshu. Inami, Lizriya v'nimach le'lachila. Or let's say I take something out planning to plant it, and that is even a Kolshu I'd be chayiv, and then I change my mind and decide to eat it. But it's a grogro, so I should be chayiv even if I took it out to eat it. So in both of those cases, chayiv, you're chayiv, because it doesn't matter what your intention, either intention that you had was enough to be, you had enough to be mechayiv, you had a share of grogros, which is enough to be mechayiv you when your intention is la'achila, and it's enough to be mechayiv you when your intention is lazriya, certainly. So it says Gemara, well, pshita, zil hachi kashira, zil hachi kashira. Well, that's obvious, because you have the share whether your plan is lazriya, and you have the share whether your plan is la'achila. So it says Gemara, ma'al detema bin nakira v'anacha b'chad ha'machshava, the chiddush is that I might have thought that my plan has to remain consistent, both at the beginning of the Hotzah and at the end of the Hotzah. Hotzah involves Akira, picking it up in Rosh HaSiyachid, transferring it, and then Hanach in Rosh HaSram. I might have thought that my plan has to be a consistent plan through and through. V'haleka, and over here it's not. I started planning Lizriya, and then I decided L'achila or L'achila, and then Lizriya. So Kamashmul, and therefore comes to tell me that you don't need the plan to be consistent through and through. You're still going to be Chayiv as long as at each stage it was a shear that was enough to be Mechayiv for what you were intending at each stage. So that was the statement of Rava. Now Rava says, okay, I have shailas. Three shailas, we're not going to answer any of them. Boy Rava, hotzi chatzi grogros lizriya, v'tavcha v'nimlech le'achila mahu. What if you take out a chatzi grogros? Now keep in mind, chatzi grogros is not enough to be chayiv if you plan on eating it. But it is enough to be chayiv if you plan on planting it. So you take out a chatzi grogros with the plan of planting it. Great, that should be enough to be chayiv. But then by the time you put it down, you changed your mind to eat it. But there's one catch. By the time you put it down, it grew. It somehow swelled, and now it's the size of a grogros. So at each stage, you have the proper shear. So imtim, so ma, what's the din? At each stage, you have the proper shear, but had you intended the whole time la'achila, you would not have had the proper shear at the beginning of your action at the Akira. And imtim salomar hasam with the mechayiv. And if you're going to say, well, in that case, maybe you're going to be chayiv because tzil hacha ikashira v'zil hacha ikashira, because at the time that you did the Akira, you were planning on being Zareya it, and it was large enough for Zriya at that time. And at the time that you did the Anacha, you were planning on eating it, and it was large enough la'achila at that time. Maybe hacha kivin to be inna da'afka lo'ava be'ashir achila. I'm sorry. If you're going to say that, meaning maybe you can say that in the previous case, the case that Rava said in the name of Nachman, that's a davar pashut, that it was a sheer grogros the whole time. Yeah, over there you're going to be chayiv, even though you changed your machshava in the middle because you had the proper shear from beginning to end. But hacha, kivin to be inna da'afka lo'ava be'ashir achila lo mechayiv. But maybe over here we should say, since at the time you did the akira, it was only chatzi grogros, it was not the proper shear of achila, you should not be chayiv. Oh, Dilmar, maybe no. Kivin dilu ishtik v'lo chashav alei mechayiv ha'machshava d'zriya hashnam mechayiv. Maybe had you never changed your mind, had you just kept your mind blank after that original akira, you did an akira for zriya and it was a chatzi grogros, had you just gone through with the rest of it without changing anything, you would have been chayiv because your original machshava would have carried the day and you'd be chayiv for that machshava for Zriya. So maybe now that you change your mind for Achila, and when you change your mind for Achila, it has a shear of Achila, so you'd also be Chayiv. Vimtim, so Lomar, if you're going to say, Kiman di Iluishtik Velochash Vele Mechayiv, Amachshava de Zriya, Hashinami Mechayiv, and if you're going to say, like the second side, that you're going to be Chayiv in this case, what about the following? Hotzi Kogrogros Lachila, let's say you take out a shear of a Grogros for Achila, which is enough to be Chayiv for Achila, Vitsamka, and then it shrinks. Vinimachale Lizriya, Mahu, and after it shrinks, you change your mind and you decide you want to use it for Zriya. Now you have enough to be chayiv for Zriya. So what's the din? Hacha vade ki ishtik amachshava kamaisa lo mechayiv, odum basrasha zinu mechayiv. Should we say, well, wait a second, had you never changed your mind and just had in mind la'achila the whole time, well, then you'd be putter in this case because it shrunk and it was less than a grogros. So maybe you shouldn't be chayiv, or maybe no. Maybe we should say, we look at your machshava and the size of the item at each stage. And since when you picked it up, it was a grogros with a machshava of achila, when you put it down, it was a kolshu with a machshava of zriya, so in each situation, you had enough to be chayiv, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. So that's question number two that we leave unresolved. The im tzimtzum lomer, and if you're going to say basar hashtal zinan umechayev, that we look at what it is right now, and therefore, since when you picked it up, it was a shir la'achila, when you put it down, it was a shir la'zriya, which matched your kavana, you're going to be chayev. What about the following case? Hotzi kagrogos la'achila vitzamka. Let's say you take out a kagrogos with the plan to eat it. Then it shrinks, v'chazer v'tabcha, and then it swells again. Mahu, what's the din? Yesh dichil in Shabbos. Do we assume that since at some point during the process it hit pachlus mikashir, it became less than the shir of achila, so now you can no longer be chayev on it because it was pachlus mikashir, or not? Teku, we leave it all unresolved, we leave it all as a teku. Generally speaking, when it comes to tekus that involve a series of shailas, that should we say A, should we say B, and if you're going to say B, should we say C, should we say D, generally we always assume like the imtim salomers, la halacha, that if we say A or B, and imtim salom or B, C or D, so we're going to paskin B. So at least we know how to paskin the first couple of shailas. That's generally speaking the way the approach the Rishonim have to teku questions that involve imtim salomers. Okay, new issue now. Baimine Rav Mirav Nachman, Rava asks the following from Rav Nachman, a new topic. He says, again, a hutzar related though. Zara kazayas truma labayas tame mahu. What if a person throws a kazayas of truma into a tame house? What's the din? So, lamai, what kind of question is that? There's so many variables there. You're talking about zrika, makes it sound like you're talking about hutzar Shabbos. But you say truma into a tame house makes it sound like you're talking dine tuma, dine truma. So what are you talking about? What's the shayla? Either in Shabbos, kagrogos binan. If you're talking about hutzar Shabbos, so truma is food. We're talking about food. So the shear is going to be a grogris. The shear is going to, it's not a kazayas. So absolutely not. You're not going to be chayiv unless you took out a grogris. And then remember, by food we said, machshava doesn't matter. Even if you were machshiv pachos, miku grogris, it still doesn't matter. You're not going to be chayiv unless you take out a grogris. Now the truth is, if we're talking about Hotzos Shabbos, Tosos points out, we could have asked other questions other than just kagrogris binan. Tos pointed out of Matzil Mifrach, Amaynakat Zarak, Vamaynakat Truma, Ulabayis Tame. Then every detail you gave in the whole case is irrelevant. If we're talking about Hotzos Shabbos, why say that we're Dafka talking about that you threw it and not carried it? Why say that we're talking about Truma? Why say that we're talking about a Tame house? All of those are irrelevant factors when you're talking about Hotzos Shabbos. So the whole thing would be very strange if we were dealing with Hotzos Shabbos, just a Stam a case of Hotzos Shabbos. So that can't be that we're just Stam asking about Hotzos Shabbos. Ilin yin tuma, and if you're asking about tuma, kibetza ochlin bi'inan. The shear of tuma, that food could become tameh, is a kibetza of food. And over here we're talking about a kazayas of truma that you throw into a tameh house. If you look at Rashi, ilin yin tuma demi baylach im nitma letameh tumas ochlin olav kibetza bi'inan. That your shayla is, can it become tameh tumas ochlin? Well, no, it needs to be kibetza in order to be tameh tumas ochlin. Says Tosos, Mashma de lo mekabel ochel tuma bepachos mikabetza. From our Gemara, it seems that when we say that tumas ochlin is only bekabetza, that does not mean only that a food cannot make something else tame unless the food has a kabetza. It even means that a food itself cannot become tame unless it has a kabetza. That's the clear implication of our Gemara, because we're saying if you're asking about throwing truma into a bias that's tame and being metame that truma, the truma becoming tame, well, we need to be a kibetza to get the discussion going. So that makes it sound like even for the food to become tame itself, it needs to be a kibetza. And not just to be metame other things, that it needs to be a kibetza. Mashevi Rashi mitoras koinim da'ochel mekabel tumah b'kol shu, detani mekol ochel shemetame b'kol shu. Rashi quotes throughout Shas that when it comes to the sheer kibetza by Tumas Ochlin, that only means that you need a kibetza in order to be metame other things. But for food itself, to become tame, even a kolshu could become tame. That which the, and Rashi quotes this from Toras Koinim, from Medrash. He says that not reliable. Asmachta he. It's not the pasuk's only in asmachta, and therefore it's not what we would paskin. We would paskin that in order for food to become tame, it also needs to be a kibetza, like our Gemara sounds. That's how Tosos holds. So says the Gemara. So what are we talking about? First wide line: the olam lin Shabbos. We're talking about Otzah. Shabbos. So I, what we said, it's pasha that you're not going to be chayiv unless you throw, unless it's a grogros of food. Says Markon, the ikal pachs mika beitza ochlin v'hai mashlima lebeitza. Let's say the situation we're talking about is that you have less than a kibetza of food in this bayis tamei. You throw this little bit of food together with that food that's already in the house, and with this little additional food that you just threw in, now the house has a kibetza of food in it. So in the world of tumah, you just did something very significant. The food in the house could not become tamei before because it was pachs mikibetza. You took a tiny little bit and you just put it over the edge. You made it now a sheer kibetza. Now that food can become tamei. Good, that's in the world of tumah. But what you threw was only a kazayas. It was less than a grogros. So my it's a question, do we say migo? Do we say migo that it was chashav linyan tumah, that since you did something in the world of tumah, so that counts as if you did something and accomplished something in the world of Shabbos also, that this became a davar chashav? Normally we assume food less than a grogros, it can't be a davar chashav. But over here it is chashav. It's chashav in the world of tumah. So since it's chashav in the world of tumah, mele we're going to say it's chashav in the world of Shabbos also. Do we say no? Food on Shabbos is a grogros. End of story. There's nothing that could ever be proximate to grogros that's going to be that's going to be meaningful in terms of Hilchos Shabbos. So I'm late to Nisuas. So we already learned what the answer is. Abishol Omer Shtei Alechem Lechem Apanim Shirun Kegrogros Shtei Alechem and Lechem Apanim. The shir is a grogros. Va'amai. Why should we say the shir of Shtei Alechem Lechem Apanim is kegrogros? Why don't we say Lema? Why don't we say Midele Inyan Yotze? Because I is Linyan Shabbos Nami. Because I is that since the halacha is that you're not allowed to take the shtei lechem lechem apanim outside of the azara, and if you do take it out of the azara, this shear is because zayis that you're going to get punished for taking it out of the azara. So if it's chashuv, the size of a zayis is chashuv legabe yotzei for shtei lechem lechem apanim. So for Shabbos also, the shear should be kazayis for otzos Shabbos also. So don't you see that we so you see clearly over here that we don't say that migo that it's chashuv for one halacha, it's automatically chashuv for another halacha. Says Gemara, no, you can't compare. Hachi hashta, that's a bad comparison. Hasumi da'afki chutz l'chomus hazara if salei biyotzei. A Shabbos l'mechayiv ad demapikle l'rushus rabim. Now over there, the chiyuv for taking it out of the azara and the chiyuv for hotzah Shabbos won't come at the same time. They're two different acts. When you bring it out of the azara, you're already chayiv for yotzei. When you're only chayiv for Shabbos once you bring it into rushus rabim. Out of the azara is not enough. You need to bring it out of the entire Beis Hamikdash complex and bring it into rushus rabim. Then you're going to be chayiv for Shabbos. But over here, hacha Shabbos v'tumah ba'di adadi ka'asyan. But over here, Shabbos and Tumah come at the same exact time. That the Chiyuv Shabbos and the Chiyuv for Tumah come at the same time when it lands in the house. That since when it lands in the house, so that's why we dafka said Zarak. We didn't say that you just bring it into the house, because if you just bring it into the house, so the second you stop walking for a second, it's already had a hanacha, you're ready to be chayiv for Shabbos. But the shear is only started for kibetza when it hits the rest of the food, when it's piled together with the rest of the food. So over here in our case, it comes at the same time. So you can't necessarily prove anything. It's interesting that we choose the example of Shtei Alechem and Lechem Apan. Rav Zilberstein quotes from a for Totzos Chaim. Why does it just mention Shtei Alechem Lechem Apanim? There's an Isra of Yotzei and all Kachim. Basar Kachim Shlomim, Toda, everything like that. There's an Isra of Yotzei. So why do we dafka mention the Shtei Alechem Lechem Apanim? So he says that he heard from his father-in-law, Rav Eliyashiv Zichron Levracha, that who answered based on Tosefta in the 13th parak of Sota. Tosefta says that Kol Zman, that Shimon HaTzadik was alive, bracha nechneses b'shtei alechem lechem apanim. The shtei alechem and lechem apanim had incredible bracha. In that, the shtei alechem was divided on Shavuos amongst the Kohanim, right? That's the shtei alechem is the primary carbon of Shavuos. That's why we have milchigs on Shavuos. Is one of the reasons given by the Ramah, I believe, is that it's a zecher to the shtei alechem. They have milchigs on Shavuos because there is a halach in Yerdeya that you're not allowed to have the same loaf of bread at a milchig meal as you have at a fleishig meal. So you can have a fleishig meal for some chazyant. If you can have a milchig meal, because we say that there's a minute to have a milchig meal. So if we force you to have a milchig meal, you're going to be forced to have a second loaf of bread, a different loaf of bread than you had at the fleishig meal. And that's your zecher to the shtei alechem, to the two loaves of bread. So anyway, so it says that the shtei alechem, when they would give it to the kohanim and shavuos, and the lechem upon him every week when they would divide it up, so yeshmen sha'ochlin v'sovin, yeshmen sha'ochlin mosirin. Even though every kohen must have gotten just the tiniest amount, it wasn't that big, yet everyone was at least satisfied. Some were so stuffed they couldn't eat anymore. They had extras left over. And lo olav biyad kol echad ve'echad el kezayis, the Tosefta says. Everyone got a kezayis and it was more than a kedei sviya. Normally, kezayis is pachas mikesviya. That was the Gemara in Brachas. Right? The Gemara in Brachas says that v'achalta v'savata v'rachta. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, look how amazing Klal Yisrael is. I tell them that when they have a kedei sviya, when they satiate themselves, they should bench. And they eat a kezayis, a kebetza, and they bench. So kezayis is way less than a kedei sviya. But the shtei lechem lechem upon him so chashuv that even it was a kedei sviya, this great miracle happened, it was a kedei sviya in such tiny amounts. So he says, maybe that's why there's a hava amina that the shir should be a kezayis. Because a kezayis has a kedei sviya, and therefore in all the shiurim are based on chashivus. So I might have thought the shtei lechem lechem upon him should be different. That's why Dafka singles out shtei lechem and lechem upon him. That afal pikein, their shir is kegrogros. And it's mistabit that the shir of ochlim is kegrogros, is halachal moshe misinai, like we said before. That's why it's non-negotiable. It doesn't matter what you think is chashiv, doesn't even matter what really is chashiv, that it's being maspia you. It's the halachal moshe misinai is that all ochlim shir is kegrogros, even in the shtei lechem lechem apanim. But in Achinami, you could have said the examples of carbon shlam or whatever. It's telling us an additional chiddush of shtei lechem lechem apanim that the shir is still going to be. It's still going to be a grogus. Okay, vaitu in the Gemara. Chazav v'chniso ein l'chayev el kishiro. So the Mishnah said that if you carry out if you carry out something that you had put away to be matznia, you had put away lizria rather, then you're going to be chayev even on a kolshu. But if you then bring it back in later, so then you're going to be potter when you bring it back in later. Why are you potter if you bring it back in later? Because you obviously decided not to be zareya, so you weren't zareya. You're going to be potter. Says more pshita. Of course you're going to be potter. Why would you be chayit? You decided not to be zareya, so it's no longer a davar chashiv. It's just a kol shu of nothing. So Amar Abaye, hachav mayaskinan kon shezarku la'otzer umakomu nikar. Now the case is not that you dafka changed your mind and decided that you're not planting it. Rather, you just threw it back inside into a storage area, but you can still tell that this is distinct from everything else in that storage area. I might think that since it's still distinct and you could still see that it's separate from everything else in storage, that your original machshava is still in play and therefore it's still a davar chashuv, even though it's only a kolshu. So that's what comes to tell me that no, from the fact that you were zorik laotzer to store it away, so you're mevatel your original machshava. No Mishnah, hamotzi ochlin. If a person carries out food. So next minute, this mission is going to have two halachos. Person takes out food, but he doesn't take it all the way out. V'nasana ala iskofa. He puts it on the threshold of his house. So bein shechazer v'hotzian, bein shotzian acher. Whether he himself then later comes back and takes it from the threshold to the outside, or whether someone else comes and takes it from the threshold to the outside. Potter. Why is he potter? He took it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. No, he didn't do it all at once. He took it from Rosh Hashanah to an Iskofa, and he took it from the Iskofa to the Rosh Hashanah. Neither of those actions are a malacha, and therefore he's going to be potter. The Gemara is right away going to deal with what is the status of the Iskofa. Manufshach. If the Iskofa is a Rosh Hashanah, so he should be chayiv for the first half of the act when he took it from his house to the Iskofa. If the Iskofa is a Rosh Hashanah, he should be chayiv for the second half alone, when he took it from the Iskofa to the outside. So obviously it's going to be neither. But let's see the second halacha first. Kupa shimilei peros. Second halacha in the Mishnah, you have a box that's full of peros. V'nosna al iskofa yichitzona. And you put it on the outer threshold of your house. Afal pisha rov peros mibachutz. Even though the majority of the peros inside that box are already outside of the house, they're ready in the Rosh Hashanah. Pater at shahotzias kalakupa. You're pater unless you bring out the entire box. You're not going to be chayiv unless the entire box is brought out. So Hassan says, why would you be pater? Why don't you say rubo kukulo? I mean, why is it dafka over here that we don't say rubo kukulo? An interesting question. When we do say rubo kukulo, when we don't say rubo kukulo. The Chassam Sofer has a tshuva in Simukov Mem in Orachayim about rubo kukulo. Why shirun chatzitzin umachitzin halach l'moshim sinai, we never say rubo kukulo, right? We always say that you have to have the proper shear. If you eat rov of a kezayis, you're not going to get malchus. We don't say rubo kikulo. And so that's that. Apparently, rubo that kach nemra halacha, that whenever you have a shear that's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, so the shear is the shear, and therefore it's built into the halacha l'moshe m'sinai that there's no rubo kikulo. Okay, says the Gemara. Hay iskof amai. What is the status of the iskofa? Going back to this first halacha, you carry something from your house to the iskofa, then later from the iskofa to the Rosh Hashanah, you're potter. What's the status of the iskofa itself? Ilim iskofa Rosh Hashanah, potter, hakam apim, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. If the iskofa is Rosh Hashanah, so then you should be chayiv for the first half of what you did. El iskofa Rosh Hashanah. No, it must be the iskofa is a Rosh Hashanah. So ben shchazer v'atzin, ben shchazer nacher, potter, hakam apim, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. So the second half, when you took it from the iskofa to the outside, you should be chayiv. So el iskofa karmelis. Must be that the iskofa is a karmelis. Vakam ashmelin. Time of the nach be karmelis, halon nach be karmelis mechayiv. And the great chiddush is that the only reason you're potter is because you put it down in the karmelis. But if you would have just carried it right through the karmelis from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, even though you're passing through a karmelis in the middle, you would be chayiv. Masnisin deloka ben azai against ben azai. Detanya amotzi mechanas lepatir derech stav chayiv ben azai poter. Ben azai holds that if you carry some from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah through a karmelis, even though you never stopped in the karmelis, you're going to be potter. You're only chayiv rotzo when it goes straight from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The chiddush of the Mishnah is not that you're potter. Chiddush of the Mishnah is that you would be chayiv if you didn't put it down. That's the great chiddush of the Mishnah. Now we move on to the second halacha of the Mishnah. Kupa shimalei. We said you have a box full of peros. The majority of the peros are already outside, but some of the box is still inside. So you're going to be potter. Amr chizki lashanu el bekupa mei kishunu dluin. This is only if the box is full of long vegetables. That when we say the majority is outside, it means that let's say a vegetable is 6 inches long. 5 inches of the vegetable are already out in the Rosh Hashanah. 1 inch is still in the Rosh Hashanah, meaning no single vegetable is entirely in the Rosh Hashanah. When we say the majority is in the Rosh Hashanah, it means the majority of each vegetable, but no single vegetable is entirely already out in the Rosh Hashanah. But if it was Avomaleya Chardol, but let's say it was full of mustard seeds, and then when you say the majority is out in the Rosh Hashanah, the majority of the mustard seeds are actually out in the Rosh Hashanah, and there are many mustard seeds that are out entirely in the Rosh Hashanah. So then you're going to be chayiv because there are many of them that have moved entirely to the Rosh Hashanah. Alma kasavar eged kli lo shmeged. So you see that eged kli is lo shmeged. The fact that they're all in the same kli doesn't mean that we view it all as one unit. Rabbi Yochanan marfilim leyachardel pater alma kasavar eged kli shmeged. Rabbi Yochanan says even leyachardel it's going to be pater because eged kli shmeged. The fact that it's in the same kli makes it considered all one unit. The Ben Ish Chai in his Tshuvas Torah Lishman some Kuf Pei Tes writes that maybe how far do we take eged kli shmeged? He writes that when it comes to Mishloach Manos on Purim, that you shouldn't put both Manos in one Kli, because then it's considered one Mana. Eged Kli, Shmei Eged. That's taking it pretty far. How far you go with Eged, I don't think we assume that way generally, that Eged Kli, Shmei Eged is going to go like that. We just say that you have to have Shnei Tavshilin in your Ka'ara on Pesach, that it's Eged Kli, Shmei Eged, that it's only called one Tavshil. I don't think we go that far in terms of Eged Kli, Shmei Eged. It didn't help a Shabbos about Eged Kli, Shmei Eged. So I'm Rabbi Zeir, Masnis and Doloch Deka. Our Mishnah seems to be against both Chizkia and Rabbi Yochanan. Chizkia lo deka de katani. Our Mishnah is against Chizkia because our Mishnah says ad shiyotzi is kalakup. Again, Chizkia was the one who held that eged kli lo shmei eged, that it's not considered one unit in the kli. So our Mishnah is against that because the Mishnah says ad shiyotzi is kalakupa. When are you going to be chayiv? Once the whole box is out of the house. Time of the kalakupa, kalapiros pater. Sounds like having all the entire vegetable out of the house is not enough. That the whole box has to be out of the house. Almak savar kli shmei eged. So you see the Mishnah implies strongly that the kli makes it one unit, that the unit is the kli. And so that's against Chizkia. Rabbi Yochanan l'deko, but our Mishnah also goes against Rabbi Yochanan. The Katani, because the Mishnah also says, afal pi sherov peros bachlitz, that even though the majority of the peros are out, you're still not chayiv. Sounds like time of the rov peros, ha kol peros, afal gav da'agida kupa megavoyi, chayiv. Sounds like if kol peros were bachlitz, you'd be chayiv, even though the kli is still inside. Al mokzav regir kli lo shmei eged. So you see that the kli is not the defining unit. Velakasha. So the bottom line is, if our Mishnah is saying Eg Kli Shmei again, or our Mishnah is saying Eg Kli Lo Shmei again, it's a stira in the Mishnah. So it says Mar Chizki Mataris Tamei, Rabbi Yochanan Mataris Tamei. Each one will be Mataris L'Shitasov. Chizki Mataris L'Tamei, Achi Yosias Kala Kupa, that, yeah, until you take out the entire box, Bamedva Mamurim Bekupa Mleik Shunu Deluin. That's only if it has large vegetables. Avomea Chardel, the Nasa Kimisha Otsias Kala Kupa V'Chayev. But if it's full of mustard seeds, then we view it as if the entire box is taken out and you're going to be chayiv. And Rabbi Yochanan Mataris Tamei, Rabbi Yochanan will be Mataris the Mishnah according to his Shita, Afal Pisha Rov Peros Bachutz, Velo Rov Peros Bilvad, Ela Afilu, it's Lo Zu Avzu, that not only is it Rov Peros Bachutz, Ela Afilu Kol Peros Potter, not to be bedaik that if Kol Peros Bachutz you'd be chayiv. It's saying even if Kol Peros Bachutz you'd also be Potter, Achi Yotzi Kol HaKupa, until you take the entire Kupa out. So in fact, there are Meisvei HaMotzi, Kupas HaRochlim, Nasal HaSkofa, Chitona Af, Bishrov Minu Bachutz, Potter Achi Yotzi as Kol HaKupa. If you're taking out a spice box, so you're going to be Potter until you take out the entire box, even though Rove of the Minim are out. Presumably, Kasal Gadaitach Petzrari, Kasha L'Chizka, presumably each of the Minim are very small. So some of the Minim are entirely out, but since the box isn't out, it's not called that anything's out. So this is a Kasha and Chizkia, because again, after all, Chizkia was the one that held Eged Kli, Lo Shmei Eged, that it's not considered connected, and therefore as long as something is entirely out, you should be Chayiv. So Amla Chizkia, Hachamay Eskinan, Bo Urnasi. Chizkia says, no, we're talking about spices that are very long, that no single spice is entirely out. Tosa says, what was the Havamina? Why is this any stronger than the Mishnah? The Mishnah spoke about vegetables, this is talking about spices. He says, yeah, because Stam spices are usually ground up and smaller, and you would assume that a Stam spice is entirely out already. So that's why he has to be Mechadish. No, we're talking about longer spices that are not entirely out. Okay, we'll stop there. We're in the middle of this conversation, but I think we'll pick up from the next Raya tomorrow.